Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey. We're all damn glad to have you. Boys, it's thick outside already. She's warm.
Yeah, it is a nasty.
Picked a hell of a day for a company picnic. 92.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wednesday in the parking lot.
That'd be great.
I need one of those fans Binkley's got.
Yeah.
He does have that, by the way, as the neck fan. He does. Right when he got here, he goes, hey, check this out. Neck fan.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. He's got it all right.
Did he say it works well? Or?
He says it does.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
I told him to put 96.5 on it because then it's 96.5. Yeah, easy. I thought we were going to get something that rhymes with luck.
Yeah. Andrew. Oh.
No.
Lucky.
Suck for luck.
I still can't believe how many women like Alex. I'm still on this one.
Living vicariously through gold.
It's unbelievable.
Must be nice. You got laid over the weekend.
I did.
Gold didn't.
That's true. Fair point.
I just want to win.
And it was all because of you. So thank you very much for asking the question. And, you know,
Yeah, I don't think it was a question. I think it was a statement.
I think it was.
Pop's getting laid tonight.
It was so good. Was
I know
so
that quiet. I'm hard.
It was so good.
What's funny is Jerry's little picture is like his cute little face, and he just says, well, did you?
Yeah.
And Pop's giving a screenshot.
Did you?
And then Ralph turned around and goes, dude, that's totally my thing, and you beat me to it. Like, I thought your name was Dick.
Because Jen did say, she goes, it was either going to be Ralph or Dusty who did something. And
so, hey, man.
There you go.
Year one, you got to make yourself known.
But it was fun. We're talking about the BMA Foundation event on Saturday night, Dancing with the Stars. Great crowd, right? 800 people screaming and yelling. Like, I love when adults behave the way that they did. For the most part, there was some inappropriateness, obviously. But
and it wasn't me.
No, it was not Dusty. And, you know, we won't get into that because it was kind of offensive for a lot of folks. But I think... what it was, though, seeing adults behave like children is always fun. And that's what that event always is. Yeah.
It's a Saturday night.
Everybody was ready to roll. Everybody's in tuxedos looking good, not playing solitaire like Stephen A. Smith.
He's on. He's on the television.
Yeah, they got him down in Oak City. Yeah. He's ready to go.
Oh, and
man.
They're not even talking about it.
No, how can the Pacers win game five tonight?
Well, I don't care what you think.
They got to get all the aces at the end, and that's how you win. Yeah. No, we're talking about the game. That's solitaire, Stephen.
Yeah, I like when the cards jump. No, that's solitaire, Stephen. But
so if you missed it, we talked about it earlier. He was caught on his phone while playing solitaire. He said during a timeout, Mac is pissed. He's ready to call Stephen A. Smith out.
Yeah, and it wasn't during a timeout. It was a lie. It was straight during gameplay. There's a video of a guy showing him and then pans up, and it's in the middle of the third quarter or whatever. Tight game. Game four of the NBA Finals. You, Stephen A. Smith, get paid hundreds of millions of dollars to do something that many of us would dream to be able to do. You're at the NBA Finals, and you're sitting there playing a game from, I don't know, whenever it was created. But it's been on your phone for since
solitaire
phones, since the inception.
Of, I mean, since Windows 95. When that first came out, we all had it for the first time. We're like, ooh, this is cool. And it was like the neatest thing you could do on your computer. And people played solitaire for hours on end. That was the 90s.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They weren't covering games.
No, they weren't covering games.
But this is an epidemic, I think, for a lot of media. I mean, Josh and I used to talk about with these KU reporters that would cover the Jayhawks sitting courtside. They'd all have their laptops up, and they'd be looking in their laptop and not at the game in front of them. And you see it a lot of games. It's societal now. It's what we do. We're all guilty of it. But we're also not the leading voice on the major network. Mm-hmm. And he is the leading voice of ESPN. He's their number one guy. There's no arguing that, I don't think. And he's leading the coverage of the NBA. Like, immediately after the game over, his job is to talk about what he just saw.
Yep.
And if the game is going on, and it's not cut in time or any cut in time, and you're not paying attention to the game, like, he's not even firing out a tweet on X. If he was doing something like that, I'd give him a free pass.
Yes, pass.
100%. Middle of the game, that dude's sitting there playing solitaire and then is going to come on the TV and tell us what he did not see and then have an opinion on what he wasn't watching.
Exactly. Some of his message after that game, funny enough, was about Tyrese Haliburton losing it, because his whole agenda is Tyrese Haliburton, not a superstar, right? Whatever that means, subjective term. He goes in on Tyrese Haliburton. You didn't watch the game.
Yeah.
You weren't there. You're not giving him his props when he's doing great because you're not watching, and now you're trying to, you know, ride your agenda, create your narrative. And that's what Stephen A. Smith is, and his narratives that he has been creating have been negative for the NBA. They have not been positive. He's not bringing good light to, you know, when Steve Jobs was, you know, kind of stepping away from Apple near, you know, before the end of his life, rest in peace, he wasn't saying, you know, the iPhone back in 08 was better, honestly. The design, you know, in 2010 was really good. The iOS was faster. The updates were better. The apps were cooler. No, he's not doing that. He's talking about, you know, we've shown improvements and we're all these things and look at this and this is awesome new feature on the iPhone. He's talking up the product.
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith does not do that. It's constantly 98. Look at Michael Jordan. Oh, my gosh. Allen Iverson. These point guards. This guy's soft. Flopper here, there. Game's really good right now. This is a really good finals. These are two teams that could win their first championship.
Do we do this more with basketball or baseball?
Baseball, I think, because I'm more of a baseball fan. Talk about
go
the glory
back
days.
To the
back in the day, probably baseball.
Baseball,
300.
Like, if it wasn't for history, nobody would really know. Like, baseball embraces history more than any other sport.
Probably baseball.
And, so I think it was baseball. But
both
like,
sports are struck.
But baseball isn't anymore. I mean, baseball's getting great television ratings right now.
I'm not trying to cut you off, even though I do. It's doing better than it was 5 years ago.
Yeah, no doubt.
To say that it's not struggling anymore, it's not struggling the way it's up 25% according to ESPN and when they're getting their views, but it's still not where it needs to be because of people that you're mentioning.
Well, but also, too, I mean, there's so many other options now. To no sports other than the NFL does good. Like, the NFL is the only thing that's growing. More options doesn't matter. The NFL finds a way
and
still,
and the reason why is because the NFL is a week to week and then it's over.
It's
17 weeks of football for your team, 18 total. and then done.
Done. It's
82
over.
82 NBA games, 162 baseball right. games.
My dad was asking me yesterday when we were driving back from the game, he's like, how much of this are you going to talk about? I'm like, well, we talk big picture stuff, and right. you know, we're not breaking down every single baseball game.
Yeah.
Every 10 games, you kind of reassess where you are and all that kind of stuff and whatnot. But Stephen A. is the leading voice for the NBA right now, and you're supposed to be positive with that, or at least watch the games.
Well, the other thing too is
watch the games.
You look at basketball, and you know you hear like Steve May be like, "Oh, you know, back then Jordan, he wouldn't put up with this. The Pistons would have, you know, fought people, and then that was flopping." And then in baseball, you're like, "You know, Ellie De La Cruz is really good, but Tony Gwynn struck out fewer times than Ellie De La Cruz." It's like, De La Cruz is a better athlete than Tony Gwynn. Mm-hmm. I don't care what anybody has to say.
There's no question. There's no question.
But Tony Gwynn could hit. Right. So it's like, stop.
Yep.
Let these guys live. Yes.
Yeah, it's everything wants to be compared.
Radio was really good back in the day when this was 6'10", and they had this one guy on there that wouldn't get out of the studio. It's not. Sports radio evolves.
Yeah, everything evolves. Now. Like,
yes. Everything evolves. Yeah.
Everything evolves. Different. Now, are there good things from the past?
Yes,
but are there really good things in the yes, you can mix to both and be appreciative.
But don't let the past taint the future.
But that's what he's doing. Yes. It's a great way to put it. And that's what he's doing. He's not willing to embrace the newness. And you know, as you get older, you find yourself less and like it took my parents, and I'm not kidding, and I've got video of this that I might put up, 45 minutes to figure out how to check in their flight, because yesterday was the first time my parents did not print a boarding pass in their lives.
Whoa.
I don't know what to do, and my dad's reading the fine print. Marlene, are we carrying any explosive devices? Are we carrying any butane on the plane? Marlene, do we? And I mean, for 45 minutes this went on, and I'm dying. My daughter's crying. Yes. I'm texting my sister. My wife's texting me going, what in the F is going on right now? Do we have any e-cigarettes, Marlene? I threw all the fine print on this thing yesterday to check in online, which should take you 2 seconds to check in online. Yes. But they've never done it before. So embrace then. The wallet on the phone. They have to have the boarding passes because they're afraid the internet's going away. And if they're at the airport and the internet disappears, they're not going to be able to get on the
they're
flight.
They're not lying.
Well, you just put it in your wallet on the phone and you're and fine and now you're good
you're,
to go.
Now you're trying to crack Da Vinci's right. code.
Put it in the wallet? Come on, man.
At that point, you need like a value.
Your dad's like, my triple fold's right here. No.
Yeah. First thing his mom says to me when I meet her, you look better in person than on TV. First thing his dad says to me, they got Maker's Mark up there at the mall. Hell yeah, dude. Let's get
awesome.
It. Yeah. I'll take a Miller Lite.
That's fantastic.
I think I'd make his mark up there, and it's free.
Yeah.
It's like, hell yeah.
Did he say it's free?
No, I wish. I would have made my night. To take this conversation and bring it full circle, solitaire was invented in the 1800s. It spread through Europe, particularly France and England, and then the 1860s and onward, the first English language collections of solitaire rules would appear. And solitaire became very popular with many different variations documented.
Cool.
That is cool.
And then in 1890, Microsoft Solitaire is the first released as part of Windows 7.
Did you say 1890?
That's what the stat says. Okay. 1890, Microsoft Solitaire is the first release.
ML Football put that out?
Yep. No, this is Google.
Yeah.
Now, I think they put the 1890 version as part of Windows 7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just the last thing before we go, you've said, Bob, very correctly in the past that, you know, Stephen A's bigger than anything in the NBA right now, but the NBA still is what drives his product, right?
Yeah.
We watch him because the NBA's on. So you need to know that the NBA needs to flourish for you to flourish, Stephen A. You got to help out the product, buddy.
It's a combination, you know, everything, you know, kind of goes together on that. And it's a bad look. However you want to put it for Stephen A. Smith, however he tries to get out of it, it's a bad look. But they should have had some humility today on First Take because he was there late and he should have come on and just said, oh, dude, sorry, I'm late. I was finishing up my game of solitaire.
Yeah, perfect.
And lean into it.
Perfect.
And lean into it.
Yep.
And lean into it. People appreciate when you make a mistake, everybody knows you did. Just lean into it, be human and say mea culpa and move on.
He should have. I mean, that's his personality.
More ticked off now.
Yeah.
Is it his personality though to lean into it and embrace it like that when it's about him, or is that his personality when he's making fun of somebody else?
Yeah, he could have been like, "Yeah, playing solitaire. You mean to tell me you'd rather watch the Pacers versus the Thunder instead of playing solitaire? The damn Indiana Fury or whatever the hell their name is, when Kayla Clark got 20.9 million views for their game." I would be playing solitaire if I was watching Caitlin Clark, but my Knicks stink. And I still didn't win the game.
Speaking of that, did you see them trying to push Angel Reese's triple-double? 11 points.
We need her to be good.
We do.
11 points, 11 rebounds, and like 10 assists.
And Stephen A. said Sue Bird would have had 13 points. Coming up on the other side, the Royals. Boy, was that a weekend. We'll dive into more of that on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 965, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
You have more trade value than Desmond Bane? Because when do they get those first round picks? Like 2030, 2036, 2040?
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah,
the NBA trades like first round picks from like that don't exist.
Yep, so I'm trying to do some research because we got a text from 623. Seeing that you guys are the only ones who are pissed about Stephen A playing solitaire. Why don't y'all reach out to Stephen A. Smith and see how he feels about your reaction? I said to the response, do you have his number? Also, he does a show the same time we do a show. But yeah, anytime you want to talk to him,
Stephen A. wants to come on.
I would love it.
Do you think it's okay when you're watching a game and then the guy who's supposed to be on the, like, what if Vern sat at a Royals game and played solitaire the whole time and then came on after the game and started to talk about Royals baseball when he didn't watch the game?
Yep.
You think that's the right way to do your job?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a get in your playbook guy, but it's a 2-hour game, 2.5-hour game. Focus on the damn game so you can have your opinions ready to go and not just create. Stephen A. Smith was doing essentially what writers do. This is why newspaper writers are a dodo bird and a thing of the past, because they've got their stories written halfway through games. Mm-hmm. And so they've already got their narrative told. Then they go downstairs to the locker room, and I've seen this for years, where they try to get the player to say a quote that will fit the narrative that they've already written to make their job easier, right? And that kind of is the feeling for Stephen A. Smith. He's got his narrative on the NBA, and then they play the game, and it doesn't matter what goes on. His narrative is always going to be what it is. And I don't think that's the proper way to do your job. And I've learned over the years, too, you can't have that. You know, like I got back into the NBA this year because of the Knicks. It was fun watching the Knicks play, right? It was enjoyable for me. I changed my opinion on that. I'm not as into the finals, obviously, because I don't have a dog in the fight, and clearly nobody does. But that doesn't mean I didn't change my opinion on some things. Like now I'm like, I'm all caught up in the NBA offseason. Who are the Knicks going to hire, you know, and that kind of stuff. And what are they going to do move wise and whatnot. I've changed my narrative of thinking on that. And that's okay to do that. But if you're not watching the game and you've got your narrative, that's a disrespect to the game and it's wrong and it's not doing the job properly.
Mm-hmm.
And Wins bangs it high in the air, deep left center field. Canna and Isbell look up. It's gone into the seats. A game-tying two-run homer. And we've got a brand-new ball game in the top of the sixth inning.
And then?
Now the pitch and a high drive, deep right center field. At the wall and gone. Nick Kurtz. Just got it over the fence in right center field. The wind wasn't helping him, I will say that.
He's a big man.
And he hit it far enough to put the A's in front 3-2.
There was no wind yesterday at that ballpark. Believe me, people were begging for a breeze. That's why Daddy says the wind didn't.
Yesterday was one of those conversations where you debate, I wonder what that fountain water feels like.
Yeah, right about now. It was getting close, right? Like if that thing went to extra innings, there'd be people swimming in those fountains yesterday.
No swimming going on for the Royals. A lot of sinking. Mm-hmm. But to be fair, I do want to bring this up because to be fair, it was a rough weekend for all involved in the AL Central as well. The Detroit Tigers have lost 2 in a row. The Minnesota Twins have lost 4 in a row. The Cleveland Guardians have lost 3 in a row. The Royals have lost 6 in a row. The Chicago White Sox have lost 5 in a row.
Which makes it even more like imperative for not winning, right? Like imagine if the Royals had just split. This. Imagine they went 3-3 on the homestand, how different things would look right now. But they didn't.
Yeah, it's the drop that we always play. The struggling is very evident right now. A lot of pressing.
Struggling.
With Vern on earlier, and you know he alluded to it. Bobby Wood Jr. pressing, looking like he's trying to do too much, expanding his own strike zone. Mm-hmm. Got to get back to what gets you there. because when you look at this team, 11 and a half out of the Central, that's done.
Wow.
And then they're three back of the wild card, but the Guardians, the Rangers, the Red Sox, the Twins, the Mariners, the Blue Jays, and the Rays are all above you.
Yeah, that's the problem.
The three wild card spots that are owned right now are the Rays and the Blue Jays and the Mariners. And then the Twins and the Red Sox are a half game back. The Rangers and the Guardians are a game back. And then the Royals Angels are three games back.
Yeah.
And then that's pretty much your playoff picture moving forward. So if you want to stay relevant and stay in that, you got to start winning. You got to stop pressing. You got to start scoring runs that are in the position to score, because you're dead last in that category, dead last in home runs. Offense is very bleak, and there's a lot of pressing going on, including maybe even taking Noah Cameron out, who Vern also alluded to that his third time through the rotation is perfect, not perfect, but is also outstanding because of the outstanding starts that he's had so far this year.
And I can tell you, for some of the fans sitting around us wearing Noah Cameron jerseys, I'm assuming they're friends and family, you know, wearing a Noah Cameron jersey. That's not flying off the shelves right this second. Maybe it will in a minute, but a lot of people in Noah Cameron jerseys yesterday that I heard go, why are they taking him out? He's fine. What are we doing here? I'm like, that must be mom. That must be Annie. That must be the sister. That must be the brother. Yeah, because they're all wearing Cameron jerseys. And I'm like, oh, yeah, they're probably wondering why are we taking this guy out with 83 pitches to go? And I thought, look, I didn't agree with that move by Q yesterday. I thought that was a knee-jerk reaction type of move to try to get something going. But that's the point of the season that we're in, man. Like, he's got to try to do stuff to get this offense jump-started. But I would imagine now it's a mental thing, obviously, more than a physical thing, because these guys are Major League Baseball players. It is not a physical thing. But now I can imagine they get up there and there's a runner on second base and you're the dude in the box. You're probably thinking to yourself, I got to get a hit, man. I got to get a hit. I got to get a hit. I got to get a hit. And strike three. You know, like, that's the way it goes when you put that pressure on yourself. You've got to find a way to get out of your own headspace. Easier said than done, Bob, because I can't get out of my own headspace.
Yeah, and I mean, Vern has been as true as he's ever been over the same topic every time, because I said Friday, somebody's got to, you know, take the L for this. Somebody's going to be that person. I don't know if the Royals are going to move on from Alex Zumwalt, but they moved on from Terry Bradshaw in 2022. Yeah. They moved on from him. Zumwalt was promoted. The reason they moved on from Bradshaw was because of lack of offensive production and power and home runs. They now have the same issue. But since I've been at the station, when I used to just be a young buck producing Royals games, and people would text in all the time, fire the hitting coach, fire the hitting coach, Vern still stands to his guns as he did today. These athletes have to hit, and they have to be the ones that hit, that do the job and stop, you know, trying to overthink things, because I don't know what the message is in that locker room. That's not for me to know. That's for the team to have their sort of, you know, tight niche group. But I will say, if the message is not working, then it's time to get a new message in there or somebody else to deliver that message. And I understand there are multiple hitting coaches, but again, we've seen this before. We've seen this in the past. It's not just the Royals that do these type of moves. It's every team that has a struggling offense. It's always the hitting coach. Just like in football, it's the offensive coordinator. Right. Look at the Buffalo Bills. They fired Ken Dorsey. They brought in a new guy, and it changed the rhythm of their team. They're still not winning the playoffs. That's not necessarily maybe the offensive coordinator's fault. Maybe it is running it fourth and one and not being able to get it. But again, like, their offense was struggling. They brought in a new offensive coordinator. Pittsburgh's offense struggled 2 years ago. They brought in a new offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
These things happen because, yes, the players still have to perform and play the game, but there's also coaches that are giving the message and trying to give you into a direction where you need to go. And if that direction right now is not helping or benefiting the team, then something has to change. And yeah, you had mentioned, they've lost 22 of their last 32 games.
That's big, man.
And it's basically offensively.
Yeah, it's all offensively, right? There's not many of these games that you can point to where you go, the pitching wasn't good today, right? No, the pitching has been very, very good. I thought when we had Vern on about an hour ago, he made a really good point. Like, as we get later in the season, guys are going to get tired. They're not going to be as fresh anymore as they are the early part of the season. And this is where the offense needs to start picking up some of these guys in the rotation or the bullpen. And, you know, it really all starts with Bobby, and Bobby knows he's struggling. I don't have to sit here and point this out, but when your superstar's not getting the job done, it has a residual effect. It has that trickle-down effect on everybody else, because everybody else now trying to pick up Bobby, and all of a sudden, you don't have to worry about throwing a perfect pitch to Bobby. You can just kind of throw it up there, and he's swinging because he's trying his damnedest to get hits and to change this thing. And, you know, sometimes, you know, and this is another one I steal from George a lot, you're trying too hard. You got a case of the try too hard. Try less. And it sounds like so elementary, But just try less. Don't go up there and try to hit a home run every single time. Go up there and just try to get a base hit. Go up there and play baseball. And that's where I have a philosophical difference. Like, maybe I'm the Stephen A. Smith of baseball. I just refuse to embrace the analytical side of things.
Watch.
No. Like, I just refuse to embrace the analytical side of things because I know for a fact that it's just too much information for anybody, no matter what your job is. You don't need bookbinders full of information to tell you that that guy's going to throw a 95-mile-an-hour pitch. You just have to swing the bat and try to hit the ball. And I think at times we try to overcomplicate the games. The more information we get, the more we try to complicate things and do things a hard way as opposed to just going up there and doing what got you here to this level. Why was Bobby Witt good in high school? It had nothing to do with analytics. It had nothing to do with that. He was a good baseball player. Go back to what you were doing. And Vern even kind of alluded to that. Every time he goes down to Texas, it kind of unlocks him a little bit. And so hopefully this is that moment that we see Bobby get unlocked down in Texas, where he goes back home, feels familiar, feels comfortable again, realizes who he is as a person, brings him back to his roots and goes, I'm just going to go out there and play baseball. But I'll never, ever, ever agree with organizations that overly do analytics and don't let the athletes be athletes.
Do you want to talk about this athlete story that just broke?
Sure. What is it?
Your boy, Joey Chestnut, just announced he's going to return to the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest via TMZ.
Thank God.
Where would we be without it? You guys want me to, you want to take my picture?
No.
He tweeted, I'm thrilled to be returning to the Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest. This event means the world to me. It's a cherished tradition, a celebration of American culture, and a huge part of my life. Sucking on chili dogs is an American culture?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I mean, my God.
I mean, what?
So I guess the story of it is, like, he started to endorse vegan hot dogs.
And they told him he couldn't participate.
Well, I mean, you can't endorse the vegan. Like, if I was the vegan hot dog company, I'd be like, you can't do this Nathan.
For sure.
Nathan's thing. I can't say that today. You can't do this because that's like meat. And we're not meat. We're fake meat. We're like, you know, leaves that we pressed into a mold that looks like a hot dog. And we're supposed to say it's good. Like, anybody who peddles that jackfruit to you as pulled pork. No. No. So you're endorsing the vegan hot dog. You can't go out there and eat real wieners. You just can't.
Nope.
Can't do it.
Nope.
So is he not endorsing the vegan dog company anymore?
I would assume if Nathan's just letting him come out, then he's gonna be able to do it. I mean, that's what I would assume. I don't know. But
that's where he makes his money. I imagine the vegan dogs was a nice check for a second, but
what Joey Chessa needs to do is the 9 for 9 challenge.
He could do that.
Well, maybe not, though.
I mean, I watched him chug a beer, and that was struggling.
Really?
Well, he did it at the Sneaky Pete's.
Struggling. Mac was caught up.
We were in and out, man.
Oh, yeah.
We were not in and out there, no.
No.
No, I'm saying the memory was in and out.
Yeah, just look at the photos.
I mean, I got a couple for you.
My eyes are in two different locations.
Yes, your eyes.
Dusty's
Cling.
Dusty's fine.
Playing with the best advice for Mac he's ever gonna get.
Yes.
And coincidence, I think not, that the day that Joey Chestnut announces he's going back to the Nathan's Hot Dog Challenge, Binkley is filling in for Cody Tapp.
I mean, it doesn't get any better than this, right?
That's the lead.
I like this text from the 9-1-3. They got
him out there. Look at him out there talking about it. He's in his glory right now.
They said about the Nathan Hot Dog. You know, it started 1909 with a beef frank. Somebody from the 9-1-3 says they got desperate. I wonder if that is the case. They saw the ratings last year, and they said,
"Were
you know
they
what?
Really down last year?" I mean, I'm being serious. Like, were the hot like who's? I hate to be that guy. Like noon on July 4th, you're sitting around waiting for the hot dog competition.
Similar to Saturday, the best part of the hot dog competition is the MC.
That's right.
Sorry, Jen. It just fit perfectly there.
Did you like my shot at Maloney right at the beginning?
Put your hat on. The glare's too bright off your dome. See, I remember. Got foggy towards the end when Hanson started ordering tank sevens, and I had to pick up the tab.
Yeah. Oh, he made you pick up the tab? Oh, yeah. Good guy.
You got this.
Yeah.
You got this. Congrats on the promotion.
That's outstanding. I like the fact that he just did it that way. That's beautiful, too.
You got that morning show money now.
Yeah.
Boy, what am I missing here?
They had 2.8 million viewers at its peak.
2.8 million viewers? That's it?
That was its peak.
For a hot dog
eating contest in the morning, dude? Come on, it's almost 3 million.
It's like 9 a.m. Yeah.
Is it really? I thought it was like early in the day or something.
It's in the morning.
Oh, is it? Okay.
But last year saw a dip. Joey Chestnut's gone. Viewership 831,000.
Holy crap. Yeah. 2 million less.
Bad. Bad.
That's a huge drop.
Couldn't hit a mil.
Wow.
Yeah, that's rough.
Eh, I'm not going to watch.
No.
That's that guy. He can go do his thing. He was so nasty to us. He didn't even want to talk to Binkley. I thought he knew Binkley, honestly.
Creepy, nasty. Yeah. I just don't like him. No, I'm good.
How you doing, ladies? I eat hot dogs.
Yeah, exactly. Man, go away.
Right? The breath is terrible.
I mean, it does. It smells like a hot dog, man. Like, what is that? I mean, you had before you came in here. And who are you with, by the way?
My trainer, bro.
Was he with somebody
that
night?
Trainer.
Yes.
Oh, he was.
That old guy.
I swear he was riding solo, man. Oh, God.
He's an old dude in his 70s. Training him how to
hit lizards.
Women weaken knees, Joey.
Apparently, New Orleans weakens knees.
The hell it does. Huh?
But yeah, it was, announced that Joey Chestnut back at the Nathan's Hot Dog Competition.
Well, we're good to go. Thank goodness.
Yep, the world can turn again.
Yeah, it really can. We're all better now. Maybe the Royals can get a win now.
Joey Chestnut is Mahomes to those people from the 913.
Okay.
He's been down with 13 seconds left and shoveled in like 14 hot dogs and won.
Honestly, it would be kind of at this point, since I know there was one guy who kind of they had a little bit of a competition there.
Kobayashi, that guy.
But since then, I think he's just kind of destroyed Kobe. I would be kind of cool at this point. Like, let's make it interesting. Everyone starts with like a 10 dog, you know, head start. And he's got to come back.
I kind of like that idea.
Because he's destroying
Stephen
these
A. Smith would hate it.
Yeah, of course.
Kobayashi was better. I'm playing solitaire.
Is that like the, what do you want to call it? Is that like the free zone guy, the fro zone guy that gets like, he lets the runners go half through the wall and then he catches up to him and beats him?
That race Bobby yesterday thing again.
Oh, like, they brought it back? Is it only on Sundays?
It must be, because we go on Sunday a lot.
I love
the game.
It.
Yeah, I think it's great.
So fun. And we look at this guy like, no chance. And this guy, he almost did it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He almost did it. Dude was moving, man.
That's fast. And then he ran out of gas.
Yeah, he did.
And it was hot.
And it was hot. And was the fake Bobby beat him.
Oh, it was yesterday, the ketchup hot dog.
It was the kids. Yeah, yesterday.
Oh,
yeah.
It was
a photo finish. They had to go back to the replay yesterday. Thank God they didn't let New York handle it. They went back to the replay and realized Mustard did when he got his hand out there and won his beautiful finish. Yeah.
Nice.
What's a food competition that you would do?
I think raw oysters. And I like raw oysters, but it's for me, I mean, I probably would puke, but I feel like it's easy. They just kind of there's no eating of a hot chewing and digest. Like, it just goes down your throat and it's fine.
No.
What about you?
Oh man, I don't
tater
know.
Tots.
Tater tots is a good one.
I
okay.
had the tachos at the game on Friday night.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Did you eat the whole thing yourself?
No, I shared.
Okay.
Four tots.
Mm-hmm.
Bagel bites.
Bagel bites.
Bagel
is
bites
a good one.
Could destroy a bag
Have
of those.
Have you gotten those in the air fryer yet?
Oh, for sure.
Oh my. I mean,
all day.
Smash.
I am thrilled to reach. Oh, it's a three-tweet thread from Chestnut?
No, it's not.
Yes, here it is. Okay, I read the first part. I'm not going to read it again. Okay. While I have continued to partner with a variety of companies, including some in the paint, in the plant-based space, those relationships were never a conflict with my love for hot dogs. This is real.
My love for hot dogs.
Yeah, to be clear, Nathan's is the only hot dog company I've ever worked with. I respect that there were differences in interpretation, but I am grateful we have been able to find common ground. I'm excited to be back on the Coney Island stage doing what I live to do and celebrating the 4th of July with hot dogs in my hands. Stay hungry.
That's not real.
That's real.
Oh my God.
It's 100%
with hot dogs in my hands.
And he's verified. It got tweeted at 9 o'clock. It already has 142,000.6 views.
Put on your pants, Jay.
No doubt. I can't wait to go out there and be like, do you think you open the door first so you can see if I'm right?
Okay.
You open the door and see if he immediately goes, hey, Bobby, you see they got Joey's going to be in the hot dog competition again?
Okay.
Hey. You think he brings up mandatory minicamp or mandatory hot dogs? I'm thrilled to be returning to the Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest. This event means the world to me. It's a cherished tradition, a celebration of American culture, and a huge part of my life. While I have had to continue to partner with a variety of companies, including some in the plant-based space, those relationships were never a conflict with my love for wieners. To be clear, Nathan's is the only hot dog company I've ever worked with. I respect that there are differences in interpretation, but I am grateful we've been able to find common ground. I'm excited to be back on Coney Island stage doing what I live to do and celebrating the 4th of July with hot dogs in my hand. Stay hungry. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Men's Wieners.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Big morning today. Our friend Emily flew out and she says, I got the Park and Go and the shuttle came right away. And that's because she knows that Park and Go is the best when it comes to airport parking. Because you know when you book your reservation at Park and Go, you're going to get a couple of things guaranteed. Number one, an all covered spot. Every spot at Park and Go is covered. Number two, a shuttle to the airport right away as soon as you get there. And number three, you're going to get a great low rate when you prepay at bookparkandgo.com. That's why I encourage everybody, as soon as you make that flight reservation, make your parking reservation and get that parking spot reserved for you. You go to bookparkandgo.com or with their easy-to-use app. Reserve that covered spot so even when you're gone in the summer, maybe there's a storm that pops up, the sun beating down, you don't want any of that. You want your car protected, and Park and Go will take care of that. Then prepay, because when you prepay, you save money. You get their lowest rate, and then when you get there on the day of your flight, just tell them that reservation number. They direct you right to your covered parking spot. The shuttle meets you and takes you to the airport in no time at all. And when you get back, the shuttle's there waiting for you. Just grab your bags, walk outside, and meet that shuttle right away at the curb. And do what we did. Join their frequent parker program and earn points towards free parking. Reserve your spot today at bookparkandgo.com. The best deals in parking. Bookparkandgo.com. Park and Go, family owned and operated.
Sounds like the text line's either been in the garage or they're hungry on a Monday. We were talking about things that you'd be comfortable eating in an eating competition. Oreos, OMG.
Oh, that's too, well, maybe if you dunk them a little bit, but I'm thinking like it's too much, like chew, you know, you're trying to get as many in there as possible, right? Chewing them all and whatnot.
Another Jack Handy shout out. Joey Chestnut read that tweet like it was Jack Handy.
Yes, he did. That's really good. Do you know Jack Handy is Mac? No.
Deep thoughts with Jack Handy.
I like ladders in the office. They know more than most people.
Sometimes I go to lakes and I skip rocks, yeah. But the rocks don't skip. Deep thoughts with Jack Handy.
They were so good.
And somebody says, over under quick trip to Keto's that Joey Chestnut could eat in 10 minutes.
Good Lord, yeah.
I mean, he's going, what, two at a time like the hot dog?
I think you have to, right? Those quick trip taquitos are like the perfect crack, texture for an eating competition.
They're so, I get two of those and a side of cheese.
Woo.
And just draw the curtains like the NBA's on at the Fesco house.
Yeah, or at Stephen A. Smith's house.
Solitaire is on. Nice.
Yeah.
You guys call him up, tell him you don't like him. Well, if he gives us his number.
I actually tried over the weekend. I texted somebody at ESPN. I said, let me get out here and talk about this solitaire thing with him because everything goes through Stephen A. Smith. Nothing goes through anybody at ESPN.
Yeah.
I feel like McDonald's chicken nuggets, even though it's probably terrible for you, I'll probably house some of those.
I'm going to tell you something. 20-piece used to be an appetizer for me back in the day. Okay.
Well, these are the 50 and fry.
You don't think I know?
You know who you're talking
to? I said the 20-piece was an appetizer. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, 50. Man, what the hell? Might as well.
Yeah, it's really just like, you know, three chicken breasts.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal. And I'll go back later for more.
From the 4-7.
Sir, you had 100 nuggets today. So?
From the 4-7-9 pretzel bites and cheese while stoned.
Oh, that's good.
Those little pretzel bites, you just, God.
How about some cinnamon sugar pretzel bites at Annie Ann's at the airport?
Woo. Yeah.
Is there a better smell than the pretzel stand at the airport? I mean, you walk by that thing and it's like you just want to wander in, right?
Work at Champs in the mall in the early 2000s, mid 2000s, they got the same thing. You're like, oh, they have a garlic parmesan one too. I might as well get all three.
I mean, you got Wetzel's pretzels. You've got Annie Ann's pretzels. That's about it. Those are the only two. But you walk by those places and it's just like your nose is pulling you. Like, oh my gosh, I got to get some of these pretzels.
Yeah, you're the 1950s Disney character floating to the pie.
That's exactly what it is. Yes.
No, someone goes, Dusty, I never thought of the side of cheese. Yeah, you got to do it. I do it with the chicken ones. I don't get the steak ones. I get the chicken ones, and every once in a while I get that buffalo chicken. God, we got to stop. We get to the brioche shove of the weekend.
Oh, let's go from more food to food.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Strawberry pie.
Yeah.
Brioche of the weekend.
Big brioche guy.
Love that. Yeah, good take.
I got a good feeling I know where this is going from you. So
well,
go ahead.
No, we'll start with Mac and you, and we'll get into it at the end here. Right. Yeah, because, you know, I'm going to give it to you.
Me?
What?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Yeah, because I got somebody late.
You did. It's all because of you, Dusty.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, it was so good. It really was. It was one of the greatest moments that we've had.
What, sex?
You!
Oh.
You screaming in a moment of silence at the BMA Foundation and allowing Emma and Sasha and all those folks at the judges' table to pick up on it and talk about it. You even had Haley talking about it. Oh, Haley.
Easy. We saw that hand placement.
That was Emma.
That was Emma.
I didn't know which one. Yeah. That was high on the rib cage.
I walked in and they were so happy to see me because we usually go to dinner the night before, but my family was in town, so I skipped the dinner.
Oh yeah.
And they saw me, they were so happy.
My brioche for the weekend, my little sister's wedding was fantastic. Cried, laughed even more, danced, drank, friends, family. It was amazing. What,
how many so people fun. Did you run so into fun, and say, oh, we should hang out more, and then you never call that
Zero.
Person again?
I actually avoided that. Yeah,
oh, wow.
I really did. And honestly, most of the people there I genuinely loved and felt, and if I did say that, it was like probably genuinely like, damn, haven't seen you in a long time, been in Nashville, whatever it may be, different places of life. But yeah, these are family friends that go way back and then just friends of my own. And then I got to meet some of Fizzy's friends. And yeah, no, it was a great time, man. I mean, I'm really proud of her.
Good.
You know, really proud of her.
All right, so now the next question becomes, when are you having kids?
Yeah, always.
I mean, how many people ask that at the wedding? Because if you do that at a wedding, you're a douche.
Or if you propose to someone at a wedding.
Oh, dude.
Oh, no.
Richard of
no,
yeah,
no.
Trash.
All those videos of it all over the internet. They use people's weddings to propose. I'm like, what are you doing?
No, Hannah and I asked a question all night. So when are you guys? When's the date for you? Thinking next July, we're getting there. Just, you know.
Oh, you had that, of course.
Yeah. Every time. Everyone. Yep. Yeah.
Like at BMA, you know how many people came up to me? Because people don't know what to say. I've realized that, right? We're in these social situations. We really don't know what to say.
A few did.
But a few, like every single person that came up to me on Saturday night said the exact same thing. Jen ready? Nah, man, she's not.
No, she only pressed for a year. She was ready.
Nope, she's screwed.
Should have asked if Anselmo was ready.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he clearly was. He put on a show, too.
I mean, you got to, man.
Yeah.
You do the moonwalk to the asphalt.
He's fine. We're
oh, yeah, he's great. He's great. He'll never live that one down. I can't wait till the next launch of Jasper.
Oh, God.
Jerry, what's falling faster, the Royals in the standings or you? You know, Dusty. Yeah. My brioche of the week goes to the U.S. Open. It was great. Seeing J.J. Spahn hit that putt was nuts. I mean, the way just...
Want to cozy it up. Don't need to make it. Two Jimmy. Putts.
Oh, it's so great. Good. I saw the perfect meme over the weekend. It was J.J. Spahn's face on Happy Gilmore's face, and it was the girl from the movie that's in Modern Family as Phil's wife, and it just says, two putts and you can beat this SOB. Nah, I think I'll just beat him now. And he hit that putt. Hovland gave him the line, the read, the speed. It was pouring rain. It was up and down. He was five over through the first six holes and then just went on an absolute tear, winning his first major. J.J. Spahn's been hot all year. Father's Day, kids in the crowd, wife in the crowd. Brioche of the week in the U.S. Open. It was exactly as advertised as Oakmont said it was going to be. I thought another funny picture was it showed Scottie Scheffler sitting there and they redid his face like that old man face from Snapchat. And it said, 4 days of Oakmont will do this to you. People are hitting the ground.
Yeah.
Cussing the rough out.
How much of that is like with Stephen A. Smith? You've already had the mind made up that it's going to be difficult, so you go overboard type stuff.
But then it's
just,
it's like, yeah, it's going to be tough. We're going to go out there. It's going to be a tough round. The rough's tough. Like, that's going to happen, but then you get in the middle of it and the pressure and the scene and the ambiance, and then it's raining the rain makes the rough thicker. And then you just, it's tough, man. So, I mean, well done. The U.S. Open, they didn't want any red numbers. They didn't get any red numbers. So, yeah. Props to all those guys that survived 4 days out there.
props to the guys that actually play golf on a professional level, because it looks like one of the hardest things in the world to ever accomplish.
No, it's extremely hard. It's the hardest thing in life.
I thought it was a great U.S. Open. I thought it was a very good U.S. Open.
Good. I'm giving mine to the weekend in and of itself. Artist? The artist, formerly known as the weekend or whatever. But my entire weekend, my parents were in town for Father's Day. It was great to have them here, to spend Father's Day with my dad and my kids and my wife and my mom at the Royals game yesterday. That was a lot of fun, and it was really good for them to be able to come in and see my wife perform on Saturday night. She was exceptional. I just don't have any more words to say, any more superlatives to say how proud I am of my wife for raising between $75,000 and $80,000 and an early total of the BMA Foundation fundraiser from Saturday night, $768,000 raised.
Oh, yeah.
by a little man in his 80s, you know, like just doing it out of the love of his son. And it's amazing how far love will take you and how far love will carry you and what you can do when you really, really love somebody and something. And, you know, Jerry started this foundation when his son passed away. And last night or Saturday night alone, we've raised $768,000, well over $10 million now given back to Kansas City in the last decade or so. His daughter Julie has taken over. She did an amazing job. But I just got to say, I'm so proud of my wife. I mean, she was unbelievable. And watching her dance and you being there was so special as well. I mean everything I say to you. And having all the people in the building to see that event take place that means so much to me was just, it was wonderful, man. Like I told you earlier, like 90% of the people that matter most in my life were in that room on Saturday night. And that was truly special to have all those people see that event and be part of that event and raise money for the BMA Foundation and keeping all that dough here in KC is great as well. And then we finish it off with Jerry falling on his ass. So it was just a full circle event. And I think everybody had a great time.
No, I appreciate the invite. I'd go to it every year if I was invited. So any year I'm invited, I'll be there, I promise. Yeah. Unless, you know, my sister gets married.
Right.
Somebody says, Mac, I have a good answer for you. When someone asks, when are you having kids? You respond with, right after you.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, that's a great that's nice. Answer. Yeah.
Yeah. When are you guys having kids? Right after you are. Well, I'm not having anyone. Well, neither am I.
Yeah, well, then, yeah, don't worry about it. Like, that's the worst question you ask somebody at a wedding. Terrible. So when you have the kids.
Well, with my little sister.
Why do you think we're getting married, Grandma? Next week.
My little sister, they don't want kids, so.
Good for them. Let them live their own life.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kids are expensive.
People are like, whoa, what? You don't want... Yeah, no, they don't.
What? Do you blame them?
Yeah, I don't. Not at all.
Huh.
I don't.
No.
And then somebody says, we get Oakmont again in 2033.
Oh, it's that long? We got to wait that long? 8 years?
Plan those things out, man.
Where are we at next year for that one?
Good question.
Swope Park ever get one? I know they're redoing the course.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope, and anticipation. The love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Southampton for next year.
Nice. Nice pull. Hey, go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Stay safe, Kansas City. Stay kind. Stay groovy. Coming up next, it's Gold, Drew, and Joey Chestnut Binkley from 10 to 2 here on 96.5 The Fan. Enjoy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.